From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An agreement for Greece. After 17 hours of negotiations in Brussels, Eurozone leaders reached a deal that would see Greece enact difficult reforms in return for a massive new bailout. But this agreement is just a first step. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
The agreement reached by Greece and the other 18 Eurozone members is by no means a done deal. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras must now get his country's parliament to approve tough new austerity measures by Wednesday. He must also sell them to a Greek public who rejected less stringent bailout terms in a referendum just a week ago. But leaders, starting with European Union President Donald Tusk, hailed the accord. The new austerity demands come in return for a new three-year, $95 billion bailout agreement for Athens. Without an agreement, Greece risked bankruptcy and a possible exit from the Eurozone. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants who control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Iraq's government has made Anbar a priority since the Islamic State group seized Ramadi during a May offensive that prompted fresh criticism of the military and its response to the militants. The United States says it strongly condemns recent al-Shabaab attacks in the Somali capital of Mogadishu that left 16 dead. A statement issued by the U.S. State Department Sunday said al-Shabaab once again has demonstrated its brutality and its complete rejection of a Somali society free of violence and oppression. You're listening to VOA News. Negotiators from Iran and a group of six countries, including the United States, continued working on Monday to close 18 months of talks and finalize their long-sought comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Vienna.
Today is the fourth self-imposed deadline here at the Iran nuclear negotiations in Vienna. But top-level ministers are still in closed-door meetings and have given no indication if or when they may have a deal. British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond is expected to arrive later today, completing the group of foreign ministers known as the P5 plus one.
VOA's Heather Murdoch in Vienna. Iran's deputy foreign minister expressed hope but said some issues remained and that he could not promise whether a resolution would be reached by the end of the day. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the United States is concerned with drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's escape Saturday from a Mexican prison and says it stands ready to cooperate in his swift recapture. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Guzman, head of the infamous Sinaloa drug cartel, is wanted on multiple drug trafficking and organized crime charges in the United States.
A massive manhunt for Guzman is underway after he was able to escape from a maximum security prison west of Mexico City through an elaborate tunnel, his second escape from a Mexican prison in 14 years.
También estamos al tanto de un hecho muy lamentable que ha indignado y que indigna a la sociedad mexicana.
Speaking in France Sunday, Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto expressed shock at the escape, calling it an affront to the Mexican government, and says he has confidence Guzman will be recaptured. The Mexican leader, who came to power in 2012, vowing to confront corruption and cartel violence that has killed tens of thousands since 2007, promised a full investigation. He says prison officials are being questioned about their possible complicity. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis returned to Rome from Paraguay Sunday, ending a week-long visit to South America. The first South American pontiff reinforced his place as spokesman for the world's disenfranchised on Sunday by visiting a flood-prone slum. Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes and Argentine President Cristina Fernandez were among the worshippers. Serbia's Novak Djokovic, the world's number one men's tennis player, won his third Wimbledon title in the past 5 years Sunday in London. The 28-year-old Djokovic defeated Switzerland's Roger Federer in the championship for the second straight year. It was Djokovic's ninth Grand Slam championship. Djokovic's victory prevented Federer from winning his record eighth Wimbledon title. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. I'm Steve Karish. For more, log on to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.